It was a loaded question that Jesus asked. Who do people say that I am? Now, this was the opinion poll part of it, and the disciples mentioned the current talk that was out there. Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the prophets. Then Jesus asked the big question, who do you say that I am? That question is as relevant today as it was that day on the road to Caesarea Philippi. And we all know St. Peter's famous response, you are the Christ, the Son of God, the Savior, the Messiah, the one who is to come into the world. Consider for a moment the opinion of major world religions. Modern Jews reject Jesus as Messiah. The Muslims accept Jesus as a prophet, but reject the doctrine of the Holy Trinity. Other major world religions, such as Buddhism and Hinduism, acknowledge Jesus as a wise teacher, but they reject the core idea of the Christian faith. Former Christians who identify themselves as nuns answer by simply living lives without any faith at all. But Jesus' question rings out across the ages, and it's a very direct personal question to each of us. Who do you say that I am? Words may come easily to our lips. St. Peter, inspired, blurted out the great hope for the coming Messiah. You are the Christ. But then Jesus began to teach them about the Paschal mystery, that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed and rise after 3 days. And that was just too much for poor old Peter. In fact, Scripture says that St. Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. The doctrine of the cross is far more difficult than we realize. Now, by now, we're all familiar with the cross of Jesus. We're grateful he did that for us. But what Jesus asks of us is demanding. Listen to his words. Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it. Gratefully, you and I are not likely called to face torture and execution like Jesus did, at least not for the moment. But remember, there are Christians in various places around the world today who do face torture and even execution for the sake of their faith in Jesus. The body of Christ follows our Lord through the Paschal mystery in real time today. But we don't want the cross. And who in their right mind would? Nobody wants rejection. Nobody wants abandonment. Nobody wants false accusations. Nobody wants shame. Nobody wants public humiliation. And nobody wants torture and death for themselves. When St. Peter rejected the cross, he got a sharp rebuke. Jesus said this, "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." Ouch. Truth be told, St. Peter's problem ends up being our problem too. We are too consumed with worldly things to see as God does. We are so weak in our faith, most Catholics can barely sacrifice other activities to be at Mass each Sunday. and we exhaust ourselves over ball games and work projects and a gazillion other activities. And then we're exhausted, too tired to renew our covenant relationship with Jesus each Sunday. By the way, thank you for being here today. You are the blessed ones who made it. Thank you. But for so many, even the sacrifice of praying the Mass each weekend is too much. It's hard to keep the Lord's Day holy, much less take up the cross of Christ and follow Him. In our day and time, we are facing the cross once again. As we deal with the scandal of sin and abuse made public, Catholics may face rejection, abandonment, accusation, shame, and humiliation. This cross is difficult. But Jesus doesn't ask each of us whether or not our clergy or religious or fellow Catholics are holy or hypocrites or somewhere in between. He asks us this: who do you say that I am? He tells us to come after Him. He tells us to deny ourselves. He tells us to take up the cross and follow Him. He tells us to commit ourselves to the task of becoming His saints and renewing His church. So we have to ask ourselves, when the going gets tough, if we will do it. Praise be to God, who is rich in mercy and full of compassion. Remember this. Jesus very gently worked with St. Peter after his denial and his fall until he could handle his calling as apostle and bishop and father of the church. After Pentecost, Peter was strengthened to face persecution and imprisonment for the sake of the gospel. And when St. Peter was old, he was finally strong enough to face martyrdom. He died on a cross, just like Jesus. St. Peter answered Jesus' question, "Who do you say that I am?" with a lifetime yes. His first yes to Jesus resulted in a life of loving service in the church. His final yes was the gift of martyrdom. How will each of us answer Jesus' question, so personal to each of us? Who do you say that I am? St. James wrote some challenging words in the second reading today when he said this: "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone says he has faith but does not have works?" May we answer these questions by renewing our own commitment to a saving and sacramental relationship with Jesus Christ and with His church. May we take up the cross in little ways of loving service and denial of self. May we face the difficult challenges of today with a determined faith and a firm commitment to becoming the living saints that Jesus calls us to be. Nothing less will do, brothers and sisters. And may we together believe the promise of Jesus to each of us so personally when he says this. Listen. "Whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it."